Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 222 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. She had them on a stool, I believe. She was dressed. I don't remember how her dress was. I didn't look. I paid no attention to him, only he just walked in and turned and walked out, looked at the girls that were sitting in the window and walked out. There was something said about this, but I don't remember. I have heard something about him going in the room and staring at them, but I don't remember exactly. Mr. Frank walked in the dressing room on Miss Mamie Kitchens. She and I were in there. I have heard this spoken of, but I don't remember. I have heard them speak of other times when I wasn't there. Mr. Frank said nothing either time when I was there. The door was pushed to, but there was no way to fasten the door. He pushed the door open and stood in the door. The dressing room had a mirror in it. It was all one room, except there were a few lockers for the four ladies, and there was a place where the girls changed their street dresses and got into their working dresses, and vice versa. There was no way for Mr. Frank to tell before he opened the door what the condition of the girls was in there. I do not know whether he knew they were in there or not. That was the usual time for the girls to go in the dressing room, undress and get ready to go to work, changing their street clothes and putting on their working clothes. We had all registered on before we went up there in the dressing room. Mr. Frank knew the girls had stopped there to register. The day he looked in the dressing room at Miss Mayfield, he smiled, or made some kind of a face that looked like a smile smiling at Miss Mayfield. He didn't speak or didn't say a word. This evidence was objected to for the reasons above stated, and for the further reason that statements tending to show the conduct of Mr. Frank with girls and going into the dressing room with girls was intended to create prejudice in the minds of the jurors against the defendant, and not so illustrate the question of whether he was or was not the murderer of Mary Fagan. The court overruled these objections and let the testimony go to the jury. Movant accepts, motion denied, error alleged, error above stated, 79, C. Because the court permitted the witness, Harley Branch, at the instance of the Solicitor General, to testify to